start by taking this opportunity. A couple of little things I just want to say that we've got about 6 gigs left on this tour, and the 4 of us were talking backstage, and I want to take this sort of speaking opportunity to thank a couple of people before we go on what's going to be kind of our first extended hiatus in about 17 years. Oh, you're pretty happy to see them. They're gonna stop. No, really, it's kind of a cool thing right now. Actually, you might have seen some cameras floating around. They're doing an internet feed from this show, so it's an opportunity for us to use this feed into the internet to kind of speak to you and all the other people who have supported us so much over the last 17 years via, you know, cyberspace and all that. So let me just say that it's what we're planning on doing, so that you get the message clearly from us right here, is taking some time and writing some music and kind of getting our whole life back together, and then, you know, before we recharge, so we can hopefully get another 17 great years. So when I opened up my mouth to eat the apple, I realized that I had no teeth. So I couldn't eat the apple. In the dream, I suddenly started to feel a strange sensation in my upper gum. And what happened was one giant tooth grew out of my upper gum until I had a huge, enormous tooth sticking out of my mouth. And I tried to eat the apple. What I found was that you can't eat an apple with one tooth. So there I was in the field. And I started to get really nervous in my dream that the people would be disappointed that I wasn't eating the apple because I only had one tooth. And there was a moment of real panic in the dream. And what happened was, luckily, at that moment, the Earth flew closer to the sun than it had ever been before in the history of time. Being that we were sitting on the Earth, you know, this had a big effect on us. And in flying close to the sun, my first thought was that, oh no, you know, the Earth is going to burn up and that's going to be the end of everything. But instead of that happening, what happened was that the Earth acted in the way that a grape acts when it hit with a lot of sunlight. It basically shriveled and turned into a raisin version of the Earth. And the whole horizon kind of collapsed in on itself until all of the ground wrinkled up, and these wrinkles were basically created sort of mountainsides sitting around, you know, all this field of people, and we all got crushed together into a big pile. And like I said, only moments before I had been sort of panicking that I was supposed to eat this apple, and that I couldn't because I had my one big tooth. But in being crushed together in a big pile, I found that when the Earth became a raisin, all of my senses became much more vivid. In the way that a raisin is more intense tasting than a grape, everything on Earth became more vivid. So suddenly colors were incredibly vivid, sounds, emotions, you know? Love, and just as the Earth was becoming a much, much more rich and vivid place, I found myself in this pile of people, sitting in between two wrinkles in the raisin that was now the Earth. And what happened is, it just became a huge pile of groping, a big groping pile of love in my dream, and slithering, groping pile of goo. And it was at that moment that I realized that Gamehenge is a state of mind. You don't have to really get there. Thank you.